This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Labs, located in Grimes, Iowa. I'm Riley Smith. The East and Gulf Coast ports reopened as the strike temporarily ends. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Last Thursday, the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance released a joint statement announcing a temporary end to the work stoppage that shut down the East and Gulf Coast ports earlier in the week. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said the end of the strike is terrific news for U.S. livestock producers and exporters who ship more than $100 million of U.S. pork and beef through those ports each week.
I think the importance of this is that we have a reputation globally as being a very reliable supplier to our customers all over the world. So in that regard, getting people back to work at these ports and getting cargo moving again is essential, and being able to continue to supply our customers, especially for some of our smaller exporters, our smaller members. It's a difficult situation for everyone involved, but especially for some of the smaller companies. So I think in this regard, getting business back on track is this is really good news as we go forward.
The efforts of all those involved, including the Longshore Union, container terminal operators, and government officials, brought a quick resolution to the work stoppage, which Hallstrom said the USMEF appreciates.
Our goal all along was to getting people back to work, and the fact that they have agreed to go back to the bargaining table and continue work in the meantime, we see that as a real positive. And also, thank you to our government officials that have been involved in this whole process and who have been pushing both sides to get back to the table as well. So in that regard, this is a real positive as we move forward into the last quarter of 2024.
For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.